Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hello. This is Pamela calling. Hey, how you doing? This is Pamela calling from Atlanta, Georgia. How's everybody doing today? It's Labor Day weekend. Woo! I tell you, it is a beautiful day here in Atlanta. I mean, the air is just clear. The weather is just shining. I just feel the spirit of God all over the place. I just hope that all over the world that they're feeling the same thing, even in a cloudy day. I just want you to just imagine that in your heart and your mind. I just thank God for this day. We have some awesome listeners. That's on, I know. I just want to thank you for calling in. We also have a mighty man of God, Agerman. He's here. I also have Annette. She's the one that reads the scriptures every month, an awesome woman of God. She's been with the preparation room from day one. I also have Eric. Eric is here. He's going to open the prayer today, so I'm so excited about Eric being here with Power by WTV. And most of all, we thank Bill, Grow, and Enjoy for giving us this opportunity and this time to just be on their show. We come on every first Saturday of the month. Don't forget, listeners, every first Saturday of the month at 12 p.m., you will be blessed. And every time you listen to the show, you just go up a level higher with God. We just thank God this day. But I'm going to go on with the show. We have Annette Everett to read our scripture. Again, this is the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, powered by WTV. We thank you. And we have Annette. Annette, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, everyone. It's so great to be here today. I would like to share a scripture with you, Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 19. And I just want to let you know that we do not serve a stagnant God, and his word never changes, always the same. So listen to this verse, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. So I just thank God for the new things and looking forward to it, and also the new thing that he's doing into the music ministry. Be blessed. Okay, Sunshine.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. They call me Sunshine, listeners, because, you know, as you can hear, I bring light. So they call me Sunshine. That is my nickname. Thanks, Annette. We have a mighty man of God just waiting. I was praying this morning, and as I was praying and just, you know, asking God, what did he want me to do and what did he want me to say and cover all our listeners that's listening in and asking them to be inspired and just talking to God this morning. You know, it's all about getting up early in the morning and having a personal relationship with him. And after I finished talking to him, I just meditate and I listen to what he has to say in my heart. So he asked me, when I asked him, what do I do, where do I go, who do I pray with, who do I pray for, and he put Eric with WTV, powered with Bill, Grow, and Enjoy on my mind. So I called Eric this morning at the last minute, and I asked Eric, I said, Eric, you know, will you open the show in prayer, because I always open it up in prayer. But he said that, it, you know, that he would love for Eric to just come forth in prayer, you know, to the nation, because we have thousands of people and listening right now. And he said to bring Eric forth. So Eric said it would be okay. So Eric, are you on the line?
Yeah, hey, hello, everybody. How's everybody doing?
So, Eric, we just thank God that you said okay. So will you just open up the preparation room with prayer this morning?
Yes, okay. Everybody bow their heads in prayer. Dear Lord, first and foremost, I want to thank you for every wonderful day that you have us wake up in good health. And I want to thank you for being in our spirits and guiding us on your path, and your will be done. And also, Lord, I pray that you help us recognize your miracles and your gifts in the way that you do things. Not everybody can recognize that. And everybody has gifts, and sometimes it's just hard to realize when you're doing your miracles. So I hope that you come into our hearts and help us recognize that, and just keep weighing the pathway for us to walk on in your word and your strength, and help us to help our neighbors and just realize your gifts. And we pray and thank you for the shield and protection that you're always putting on us and this wonderful show, and that people really understand and hear it, and that you just guide us, Lord, and you send our angel, send your angels to be with us to make the right decisions. And I personally want to say thank you for all the wonderful gifts, and I pray and thank you for having me be a vehicle of your wonderful movement. And that's what the easy way is all about. And we pray and love you very much for all your wonderful miracles, and thank you. Amen.
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 That was so
Amen.
Awesome, man of God. That was just so awesome. And I know the angels are rejoicing. I have just touched my heart. Eric, I thank you so much for just being obedient to the word. And it is so. All the prayers that you have prayed, you know, the Bible said when two or three touch and agree in one thing, it is so. So
yes.
We just touch and agree on that. And we
and
thank
also,
you again.
Also, too, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have another friend of mine on the line as well, and he's a very strong man of God, and I wanted to give him a chance to introduce himself. And he's been with me for a long time. His name's Ryan Torres. He owns Avenue Entertainment Management, and he's one of my guidance with God, and keeps it really strong, and he's just a very, 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 very strong man of faith. So I wanted to bring him on the show as well, if it's okay for him to introduce himself.
Yeah, most definitely. But real quickly, listeners, I don't know if you know who Eric is. Eric, introduce yourself to a little of them and let them know the viewers that you have, and let them know that they're part of it. Can you introduce yourself real quickly before you bring your guest in as well? Can you introduce yourself and let them know how far Still Growing and Joy go out with Power by WTV? Can you just do that briefly before you go forth for the listeners?
Yeah, I hate talking about myself, but I'm the founder of WTV Networks, which is an entertainment news TV web network. It's been around for close to 10 years, we are now, a web outreach company that helps people promo themselves the right way in a positive manner and make money on the internet. And the movement's grown strong. WTV's linked up with Califia, with BG Radio, so WTV Networks is now powering BG Radio with our 1,000 media relationships, media owner relationships, which there's just a very, very wide reach. We help models and artists and actors and producers and anything entertainment. I myself am a host, a public speaker, a celebrity entrepreneur, award winner. I've had awards named after me by the city and county of Los Angeles. I work with very closely with the co-founder of E! Entertainment. I've given my award that was actually named after me to the co-founder of E! Entertainment. I host a show every Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, sometimes special shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays with celebrities. I help celebrities interact with their fans. I have a very, very cool blog people love. It has over 7,200 followers now. I have 370,000 followers on Twitter. I'm blessed for my team. I'm blessed for the team that's behind us. We're doing a lot of great things. The team's growing very, very strong. every day, actually. You know, we just got blessed with a new situation with a social network called Qubi, which is a 3D interactive social network that helps you work your Facebook and your Twitter and your other social networks, that actually allows you to promote right there on your desktop, where you can actually walk out 3D on your desktop, and it's clickable, and you can promote yourself via a channel. You know, I just shot a couple of my stuff with the Power Rangers on Nickelodeon and Shane Sparks, you know, tons and tons of stuff are going on. So I'm a man of God, you know, we've been given a lot of gifts to help others with, with what we do. And I think we just got a deal with Open Vision, which is a TV network deal on mobile phones and internet. I'm also working with labels that work with Universal Music Group, and I mean, it goes on and on. We work with TV networks, and we're actually helping models right now. We have a model competition that we just finished with. We do like 6 models a month, and they, based upon the comments, we reward them with gifts like the covers of magazines and getting on my show, which has a lot of listeners, and just tons and tons and tons of stuff going on. There's TV deals that are happening. I just got a TV deal, so next year my show, TheEasyShow.com, will be on television. We do a green screen show. I host for a show called Actors Eat Chat, which is a live interactive chat show. I'm on well over 13 sites right now, and people are promoting the easy way. It's just so blessed. What's happening, and I'm planning on using God's gifts for the right reasons, and I'm blessed for my team.
The Holy Spirit is just all upon me. You know what I love the most about what you're doing, man of God, is you putting God first. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And as you put God first, look how God is blessing you in such a mighty way. I was telling you before, and the reason, and excuse me for 1 minute, I'll go back to it. We're waiting for Adrian to come on. I don't know what happened. You know how the devil is so busy. Listeners that's listening in for Adrian, I don't know what happened. We talked earlier this morning, and in wee hours of the morning, and I know he was up all morning, you know, in the preparation room post and stuff. I don't know if the enemy put playing tricks and made him go to sleep or whatever, but he's not on the air yet, but we're going to keep going until he comes. I don't know if he's trying to get in, because once we get on, it's kind of hard to get in. That's why I tell people to come in a little earlier. So just bear with us. Adrian Man hadn't made it in yet. So in the midst, keep him in prayer. You know, we know it's going to be an awesome thing, so just hold on. But the show will still go on, even though Adrian Man is not online yet, but I am just praying and hoping that he will eventually get here. We're going to keep going on. But back to you, Easy. What God is doing, I remember I was talking to you the last time, last month. Man of God, he's using you for Hollywood. That's why you are getting in those spots. And just keep being yourself. Put him first in your life, like you put him first in your life, and let God use him. See, God even know what is happening today and right
Amen.
Now. We don't know what's happening, how things God is going to do. The understanding I got that you was up all night working, and you 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, you hadn't had any sleep yet. You know what I'm saying? But God wanted you to be here at this time this morning, because
Amen.
He already knew what was going to happen, how the enemy was going to try to attack Adrian Man for whatever reason. You know, so we're going to give this show. God, we honor you with this show today, oh God. God, we bless
yes.
your holy name, and we let your will be done, oh God,
yes,
in this show. In the name of Jesus. No
Amen.
Demonic
Amen.
Stop what you have for us in the name of Jesus.
In
God,
we just
praise your name, and we worship you in the preparation room, Father God. We give you all of our life. We give you the listener's life,
yes.
oh God, because you are doing something so powerful that we can't even understand. We
yes.
cannot control this destiny, our life, Father God. So we give it to you, and we will bless your name anyway, always, and at all times. So, Father God, we honor you with this show, and we give it to you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. In Jesus' name. So we're going to go back to, I'm going back to Easy, but Easy, what I was saying, I call him Easy. His name is Eric, everyone. I call him Easy because the show is the Easy Show.
Well, that's my
but
name
anyway.
Too. My nickname is Easy. So as a host, I'm Easy. So I'm very easy to get along with. So that works.
He is, as you know, I mean, this is your destiny. The way that you talk, you never went to school to be a TV host or anything, the way you talk. But I know, you know, as a woman of God, and I hear the Spirit of God saying, as you lift his name up first, and as you put him first in your life, you're covered. You have all kind
Amen.
Of angelical angels all around you, protecting you right now to go forth. And I just thank God that you was obedient to go forth, because God knew what was in the net. But anyway, I want you to introduce your spiritual leader and let him go forth, okay? And one thing I want to let you know, too, we have a mighty man of God. He's the co-host. His name is Frank Brown. He's a rapper as well, an awesome man of God. His name is Frank Brown. So after your spiritual leader go forth, we'll let you come forth, Frank, okay?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, guys, I'm blessed to introduce. I mean, first and foremost, he's a really good friend. I've known Ryan Torres for close to 7 years, and he works with many agencies and funders and film companies, and he has a management company, and he works with just a lot of people. But ultimately, he's first and foremost a man of God, and his faith is very, very, very strong. So I brought him on the show, and without further ado, Ryan Torres, go ahead.
Ooh. Hello, everybody. How are you?
Hello, man of God. You know, this was ordained by God. I am so glad.
I believe that. I really believe that. I'm going through some things, and you know, when we do something and God, we feel miserable about it, but God is always there. We always go back to him. You know, it's not our righteousness, it's his. There's the Holy Spirit upon us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really thankful. I'm honored to be on the phone. And I just, you know, gave Eric a call just to talk to him. And he told me he was going to be on the air, and he brought me on. So I really feel like that was the Holy Spirit, you know, that led me to call him. It's not a coincidence.
No, it's not a coincidence. It's so ordained by God. You know, like I was telling Eric and Kalithia, I knew, you know, always follow your gut, your spirit. Always follow that. Because this morning, I knew something was going on with Adrian. I was like, oh, I just feel something is going on with Adrian. Now, he's been excited about coming on the show. I was excited. You know, everybody was excited, and I don't know what happened, but whatever happened, God knew it was going to happen. You see what I'm saying? So the Holy Spirit had said that just have your way. Just let God have his way in your life. So when I just stopped stressing, because I started stressing. I said, oh, my God, he's the host of the show. What is going to happen? But it was meant,
wow,
ordained right now, man of God, for you to be on the show. Can you give the listeners your name?
My name?
Yes.
My name is Ryan Torres. I am an evangelist, and I'm just really, I guess the word I have for the people is just, you know, just know that God loves you, and no matter what we do, his love is everlasting. We're his mercy and his grace. You know, grace is a free gift. You know, God's given us this free gift, and what he's been showing me is order.
Mm.
And order in our lives. God is a God of order. So anybody that's out there, I mean, there's people that don't go to church. There's people that don't pray. They don't fellowship with their brothers. They deny the fellowship of the saints. And, you know, God has showed me just, you know, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. And it's just, we got to, you know, God knows our hearts, and we just got to be serious. I mean, you know, God showed me just, you know, one time going down to the church, the pastor sent a text message out. Not the senior, but the one underneath, and said, you know, we need help at the church. We don't even own the church, and I drove, I don't know, 30 miles, not to puff myself up. I said, God, I'm coming, I'm going, you know, and I went, and there was three brothers there, and we have about, I don't know, 40 men in our church. And I'm like, come on, Lord, there's three of us here. God says, you guys are the ones that are serious for me. God, just help us to be serious. Help us to be real. Help us to be just genuine, because you know our hearts. And, you know, he showed me so many, like what Eric's talking about, these miracles, just little small things that you know that he's there. He's right there with you, that he's not going to leave you. His word says he's not going to leave you or forsake you, that he loves us. We're his children. We've been adopted into his kingdom. And we were once slaves to sin, but now we're no longer bound by the chains of the enemy. And now the victory is ours. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The victory is ours. So I just encourage the listeners out there, just don't feel down. I mean, we miss the mark sometimes, and we do things that God doesn't like, but his love is just enduring, and he's a agape love. Mm-hmm. He's unconditional love that he has for us. And you know what I love about God is just when you do something and you really can find out how much he does love you, because just like this, you know, I was dealing with some issues and you know, now he let me get on the phone with you guys, and it's I mean, Eric, I'm telling you, man, when you're around real men, women of God, it's an honor, man. You know, it's an honor to be around these people that serve the Lord. Now, I'm not saying everybody's perfect, but we all have our shortcomings and our iniquities, and when we all fail, we fail each other. But God knows we're not perfect, but if we strive for perfection and we continue to seek him, his word says, for those who seek him diligently, he's a rewarder of those who seek him diligently. And I believe that, you know, I'm a walking testimony, and I'm just thankful to be on this phone and with you guys and the leaders and all of the listeners. And just stay strong. Just keep going. You know, times get hard, and in the valley of decision. And though I walk through the valley of death, but I shall fear no evil. My God is with me, and he's with all of you.
Yeah.
So, you know, just help us to. I feel like I'm praying now.
No,
but I'm just thankful.
Go ahead.
Father, I'm just thankful, Lord, for who you are, Lord. God, we can feel you in our hearts and in our minds, Lord. And just, you know, help us to not be conformed by the things of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Lord, that our thoughts, Lord, that we hold everything to the obedience of Christ, Lord, in your word. And that we just are obedient to your word, Lord. Sometimes it's so hard, and you know, we need to fast, or we need to pray, or we need to do something. And we feel like we're dying inside, and we're like enculturated Christians, where we just do the routine and we go to church and we do this and that, but we're really not into you, and we're just into the whole, you know, act and just doing what we feel is right. But help us to not get caught up in a title, Father. Help us to not get caught up in the worldly things, Lord. And just to know that your children and souls are lost. And Father, you're going to use us for your glory. Lord, help me to decrease right now, Father, like John the Baptist, Lord, so that you can increase. And Father, just work in us, Lord, in a mighty way that we see the light, Father. We were once in darkness, and you took us out of darkness into light. Hallelujah. You brought us into the light, Father. Oh, I feel a heaviness. Hallelujah. Such a heaviness right now. I just thank you, Lord, for Eric. Father, bless him. Father, bless his father, Lord. Just touch him. Bless him financially. Pour a blessing from heaven upon this radio show, upon WTV, upon everybody he talks to, Lord. Bless Kalithia, bless Frank, the rapper, bless everybody on this phone, Lord. Bless the guy that couldn't make it. Just let them know that you are their God. You're our God. You're our Father, who the Father of truth. Hallelujah. The Father of truth, Lord, that no man can separate us from you, Father, that man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Lord, just give us rest. Give us peace, Lord. Just help us to bear fruit in all in our spirit, Lord. All fruits, Father, of patience, kindness, gentleness. Lord, help us to fight against our flesh, Lord, that tries to destroy us, Father. Lord, we know that you're in our hearts. We accept you, Father. We ask for your forgiveness, Lord, of anything we've done wrong 10 minutes ago or an hour ago or a day ago, Lord. You know our hearts, and you know that we are on a mission for you, just like as Christ was on a mission to reach the lost, Lord, to preach to the Gentiles and to the Samaritans, Lord. And but you just came, Lord. Your love right there demonstrates that. Just you bringing your Son and dying on the cross for our sins, Lord. That you took the punishment that we were supposed to take, and we are no longer under the law, but now we are saved by grace. I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I love you, Lord. I love everything you're doing in our lives and you're doing corporately in our churches, Lord. Bless Kalithia's church. Bless her pastor. Pray for a hedge of protection over her mother. Hallelujah. Her mother and her father, Lord, and anyone, Lord, that's in her life, Lord. Just I pray for my pastor. Lift up my pastor to you, Lord, who has kidney failure, and he's in dialysis every week, Lord, and they thought they found a match with his wife, who was all along the match, but turned out she wasn't the match, Lord. So, Father, you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing in this situation. Lord, I just thank you for today. I lift up these people to you, Lord, and myself, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that you just continue to work in our lives in a mighty way so that we can bring more people into the light. I thank you today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah.
This is such an ordeal. I'm not ashamed.
It's a divine appointment.
You're not ashamed. Cry and praise God before the nation because he's God. The Spirit of God is upon me.
Yeah.
What an awesome prayer. And it's so everything that you pray
yeah,
in, oh man
God.
Of God. God, I just continue
thank
to lift
God.
You up, oh God. I continue to lift up the listeners, oh God, in the
yes,
name of Jesus.
God, in the name of
yes, Lord.
God, there's so much that's happening around in the universe, oh God,
yes,
in the name of
God.
Jesus. But you're greater than in darkness.
Yes.
You're greater than principalities.
Yes.
You're greater than death,
yes.
Oh God.
Yes.
You're
yes.
greater than deceitfulness, oh God.
Yes.
God, all this shooting and killing and people walking off the railroad tracks not knowing the Spirit of God. I decree
oh,
in the name of Jesus
yes.
the Spirit
God.
Of God fall upon this earth like it did when we were
yes.
born in the beginning of the earth when the
yes.
earth was being
oh,
made. I decree
yes.
that the
yes,
Spirit of God, cover over this earth in the name of Jesus
in
to wipe out all wickedness and darkness
yes.
in the name of Jesus. I call forth healing for families in the
yes.
name of Jesus.
Thank
families
yes.
are divided in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
division.
I call together marriage in the name of
yes.
Jesus to come back
thank
together
you,
in the name
marriage
of Jesus.
Marriage is restored.
I call forth
hallelujah.
No more condemnation upon this man of God that's just finished praying. No condemnation is upon you, man of God, because God
amen.
Will forgive us for anything if we come back to him in the name of Jesus. So I decree everything that you just went through is wiped away clean in the
yes.
name of Jesus.
In the name
the
of
earth
Jesus.
Is standing healed right now because of your prayers in the name of
thank
Jesus.
God.
People are being healed right now because of your prayers
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Thank
because
Jesus.
The prayers is going forth in the preparation
yes.
room all around the nation in the
yes.
name of Jesus. Your prayers
in the
are being answered. I decree that you fall
yes.
down on your knees and get down and pray before
yes.
God in the
God.
Name of Jesus and repent
in the
of the things that you
Jesus.
Have done wrong. And God
yes.
will
yes.
bring you quickly. We need to take life more
yes.
seriously. If you just
yes.
watch CNN, you will see what's going around in
yes.
the world. It's not time
yes.
for you to be afraid. No, it's time for you to pray. It's meant
yeah.
and letting us see it because it's time for you to pray. But I want to tell you, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world.
Yes,
greater
in the world,
is he
yes.
that's God that's in us than the demonic forces in the world. I
yeah.
see the evil forces that you're thinking upon. You get on your face and repent. Right now,
yeah.
in the name of Jesus, I
yes.
call
yes.
forth miracles and wonders and signs. Come forth
yes.
in the world right now in the name of Jesus.
The
Bible
hallelujah.
Says he will do greater things than his son Jesus did. And we
glory.
Are part of his son Jesus. We are child of God. So we have the power to do greater things than Jesus did. Come on, come
yes.
great people. Let's go forth like we never did before. Let's stop
yes,
being
God.
Jealous of each
Lord.
Other and trying to set traps for each other because the traps that you are sitting for someone else. I'm here to tell you today, the 1st of September, it is done. It is over
yes,
that trap that you
much.
Have set for someone else. You're set
yes.
for yourself. So repent
oh,
and go
God.
Forth like you never went before. These are the last days of the world.
Yes,
these are the
yes,
last
right.
days. These are
yes,
the last days. We need to get
yes.
serious with this thing. When the man of God had said that we got to get order, he's talking about all of us. We need
yeah.
to get ourselves in order. We never know.
Yeah.
These people
yeah.
just walking out on the streets and getting shot. These people
yeah.
just going to church and getting shot. Accidents
yeah.
are
yes.
happening.
Yeah.
Demonic forces sitting in people. You got to plead the blood of Jesus over
yeah.
your life. You got to get
yes.
your prayer.
Yes.
Whatever
yes.
that
yes.
you believe in, you believe in that, but just don't
plead
believe
the blood.
In Satan.
Yes.
You go forth and know that there is a God. He is real. He's the one that took care of you and made your business going. All this prejudice stuff,
hallelujah.
Black, white, Spanish, every nationality,
yeah.
got
thank
to
you,
stop.
Lord.
We all
yeah.
need the same blood, and we got to come
yeah.
forth and help each other
yes.
to know
yeah.
that there is a God, and we
the
have
blood
to
covenant,
pay for
hallelujah.
Anything that we go forth.
Yeah.
God, we just praise you today. We just
thank
worship
you,
you today. The
thank
world
you.
Is
yes.
standing still right now because some powerful forces of God have went forth all around the nation, and
yeah.
I thank God. I praise
thank
you for
God.
Being part
yes.
of it. Sisters are
yeah.
being part of it. Your daughter is getting
yes.
off the street. She's dropping that drug that she had in her hand down. She's coming
yeah.
back to dad. Stop being so hard on our children. We need to love our children. And we
yeah.
need to take care of our parents. Children,
yes.
we need to know
yes.
that our parents need us. We need to go to these convalescent homes and visit our parents and love on them. We need
yes.
to stop being so
yes.
busy thinking
hallelujah.
About ourselves and partying and thinking about somebody else. It's not
yeah.
about us.
Mm.
God put
yeah.
us on this earth for His glory, for His reason and His glory, because we
yeah,
all
come
have
on.
Died. Feet gone down.
Yeah.
We're like grass, whipping
yeah.
away like the each day we wither away. It's not all about those scriptures that you just want to quote. Live them. Live them.
Yes. Live them. Hallelujah. Live them.
So, God, we just
yeah.
thank you for this awesome day. We thank you for this man of God. We got to stop looking down on the young people and embrace on them and love on them and let them go forth.
Yes.
It's all about newness. It's all about newness. Let the old die and let the
yes.
new come away. When I say that,
yes.
even the ones of age, we need to embrace on the newness. We need to live
yes.
and not die.
Yes.
Because we're
yes.
a certain age.
Yes.
That don't mean
yes.
that our life just begins. The younger
yes.
people need us. And we need them
yes.
to make
yes.
this world go round for God. It's all about uniting each other. It's all about
yes.
helping each other. It's not about all that money. What can you do with but so much money but to bless
yes.
someone? So, God, we
yes.
just thank
yes.
you right
yes.
now
thanks,
because
Lord.
People are being healed all around the world. All around the nation, people are being lifted up. The one that was dead, I decree that they're coming back alive in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
as we go on
you,
yes. to the nation, cancers is being healed right now in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Jesus is being healed right now in the name
age,
of Jesus.
Yes.
We
yeah.
heal family relationships. It just keeps
yeah.
coming up. Family, the enemy is having a decade with your family. That family that you
mm-hmm.
wasn't speaking to, I decree that you pick up that phone and call that family member. I
call
them,
yeah, come on.
Call up us and mad or whatever
yeah.
they say to, let them do it. But
hallelujah.
You do it full of God's day. You go and you love
thank
on
you,
that
Jesus.
Family member. I just want to say that I love you. No matter what, God puts you as my family, so it's meant for me to love on you. Father God, I thank you as I could stand outside on my patio. I know the miracles and wonders that you have done.
Ooh,
I see the listeners all over the world will get miracles and signs and wonders the same way that you did for me. Father God, I thank you. I hadn't worked in 5 years, but God using me for his glory. Yes, sometimes I get sick and I want to work. I want to find a job. I want to work. But God take me off and he said, no, use your hands what you have. I gave you a gift right there.
Hallelujah.
That gift is for the nation. So I speak before the nation in the name of Jesus. Be creative with your mind. Be creative with your hand. Don't worry about somebody else's money. God got everything for you. And if
in
God
control,
is for you, who can be against you?
Be against you.
Be careful for what God is doing a new thing in this
thank
world
you,
right now in the name of Jesus. He is rising up prophets. He is rising up apostles. He is rising up evangelists.
Oh God,
they're coming back. He's rising up preachers. He's rising up teachers. His newness.
Jesus.
His newness. He's created for God. God is all about creation. This is a creative thing that we're doing right now with this bar talk. That we're going over in the nation. We're not standing on a pulpit. I'm standing on my patio outside. Please
let
all the listeners outside in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. We need to call these communities to stop all the blood being shed from our kids. All the drugs behind scenes with the rich, they taking drugs and they're killing themselves behind scenes. What are we doing? We sitting back talking and being scared and scared. No, we was designed and we was ordained to throw in those homes behind those high doors, those doors and stuff with the rich and tell those kids to put down this aesthetic. We
put
down
authority,
bad food. Put down, we could go in the hood and tell them, look, Too many blood and ran on the street. Stop the bleeding. Stop the shooting. Create jobs for the young people. What are Hollywood doing with our people? We need you, Hollywood. We need you to come into the poor communities. We need you. You need us. We need you. We was designed for this. That money that's out there that whoever, not even on the Hollywood, people all over the world, that money that God gave you, it's just not for you and your family. It's for the kingdom.
Right.
It's for the kingdom of God. God wants
kingdom
us to
business.
Worship him more than we ever worshiped him before. It's time for worshiping God. When I say worshiping God,
get
intimate with God and praise him. You don't have to boast and go on the corner to do it. You can go in your house when you're on the computer, whatever that you're doing. Just call him out. I thank you, God.
Yes.
I worship God.
Yes.
I mean, by me worshiping God, God paid off a house. He paid off a Jeep. He paid off a car. He did everything.
Hallelujah.
It's time for us to repent and go forth.
Yes.
Even if you're in a adultery marriage, you ask God to get your life together. It's kind of hard for us to do it ourselves.
Yes.
It's kind of hard for us to do it ourselves, but God, glory be to God.
Yeah.
God gets
thank
the glory
God.
For this. So,
God,
Father God, I thank
glory.
You for letting me come forth in the name of Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you, God, and I'm not about
thank
other
you.
People's beliefs. Listeners, whoever that's believing on this, even if you're a Muslim, I don't care what nationality you are, we still only have one God, and I'm not here to argue about this God, that God, that God. Whatever you, God, you serve, sir, you serving a mighty God, and you was birthed for this reason. You weren't aborted for this reason, to go forth for the glory of God. Do not get in trusting and arguing because that's a spirit that come upon you with prejudice against someone. It's time for us to come together because we all have the same blood, and it's red. And that's the blood, the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary. Now, you could think of something else, and I trust, and that's your thing. But I know what works for me, but I'm just telling you, listen.
Hallelujah, come on.
Come
on, sister,
like
let it
we
out.
We never did before. It's too much going on. God put us in this earth to stop it. We can't stop it. And it is so. God, we thank you.
Thank
oh,
you,
Lord. God, we praise you. Oh, God, we
thank
worship you.
Oh, yes.
And somebody somebody was getting ready to take some pills. Somebody wanted to heal themselves. Somebody wanted to go and do some kind of a case. So it stopped.
Yeah.
It stopped. So if we continue to pray and we continue to worship and we continue to go forth and let God be God in our life, everything will be, life will be more easy. So God, we thank you on this day.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. This is such an awesome day. And I just decree that our life will never be the same again. Listeners, we will go forth like we never did before.
Yes.
And it is so. It is so. And I'm going to let that rest a minute. We're going to give ourselves 5 minutes of silence, and we're going to rest. We have prayer.
Jesus.
We thank you. Now, as we go forth, guess who we got on the line? We got Adrian on the line. He did come forth, but he didn't have to go forth. We got Adrian, he's coming up. As I was saying, we're going to do things in order, like you said, in order. So we have a mighty man of God. He's a rapper. His name is Frank Brown.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, he's my co-host. So, Frank, this is my nephew, Frank. And he's a mighty man of God. Oh, he went through some trials and tribulations. And Satan even, Frank, can I share a little bit something about you? Or you want me to keep it to yourself, keep it to myself?
Yeah, I don't mind. Go ahead.
He got in, just briefly, you know, he got in a little trouble, but God brought him out. And how God brought him out was...
Thank you, Lord.
Through prayer.
Thank you.
I let him open his stuff up. And talked to me. He went to jail. And when he went to jail, God captured him in jail. And after he sent it before me in jail, he asked God to forgive him.
New creation.
God took the shackles off his foot.
Yes.
Now he's going forth for God.
Yes,
he's God. The mighty man of God. He worships God. The man of God. And the enemy tried to slip his way again, and I told him, remember the promises that you made to God. And he came back, and I called him today because he is a rapper, and I said, I want you to co-host with me. I was telling him about Adrian Man, and he's been through a lot. He's a young man in his young 20s, early 20s. And I just want him to share whatever, Frank, share whatever that God has upon you, even if you want to do a little rap or whatever you want to do. Just honor God with this. God's been waiting on you. So go for it,
friend. All right. First, I want to clear the air on the whole me being a rapper thing. I can rap, but I don't give myself the title as a rapper because right now I'm not in the studio. I don't have a project going or anything like that, but I'm mainly focused on a book right now. I've been writing a urban novel for a little over a year, so that's my main focus. The name of it is Brothers Through Everything, and it's an acronym for BTE. And
nice.
And I started in jail. I did start in jail. Like my aunt said, I was in some trouble, a lot more than a little trouble. I was pretty much in over my head, and I really...
Wow.
Didn't think I was gonna be like seeing daylight anytime soon. They had me with no bond and maximum security for over 2 years, and it was looking dim. But with the help of my aunt, she got me back right with God, and that's really the only thing I can say that made me sane through all of that and kept me strong. You know, he kept the people I love in my life. I had my girlfriend always sticking by me through all that time, Stephanie, my family. And I'm just blessed. He really showed me, like, as long as
yes,
I give all the praise and keep the faith,
yeah,
nothing impossible. Yeah. So now I'm free and I'm really ready to just, you know, do everything that I'm supposed to do, that fellow I'm supposed to do.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
No more scales.
Well, yeah. Well, Frank, this is the beginning for you. You are who God said you are. You are truly a mighty man of God, and he freed you. Once you repented and you meant it from your heart that you were sorry, that you even had to go through the ordeal or put anyone else through what they went through. And and you gave yourself to God. And God is still working on me, you, and everybody else on this line. He ain't finished with us yet.
Yeah.
So we're, none of us are perfect. We all fall short before God. Even when
we're so
holy and so religion and we know the word and all this and that, we could sin by not being obedient to God. When God tells us to do something and we don't do it, that's a sin.
Yes,
that's a sin. We're not being obedient to God. So we all fall short. In each day of our life, we all got to repent. We're no better than each other. We only got one God and one King of Kings. And we know who he is. He's giving us breath right now to breathe. And our family breath.
Lord of Lords, yes.
So we thank you, Frank. I just wanted to do things in decent and order. And this is just the beginning for you. I want you to follow Auntie Pam. This is my blood, nephew. And we will go forth for the nation. I just thank God that you are in my life. And I thank God that I could be part of what he's doing in your life. So I just want to tell you for the nation that Auntie Pam loves you unconditionally. And long as I got breath to breathe, I see something ain't right, I'm going to rebuke it and pull you forth for the kingdom. But we got Adrian on the phone. We got Adrian, but we're going to take some callers because we got some great callers on the line. Hold on, Adrian, man. We got some callers on the line. Let me have caller. The last four digits is 2995. 2955. Are you still on the line?
Yes. Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm good. God bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I magnify. This is a beautiful radio station. And I praise God for you. I praise God for mighty men and women of God. Hallelujah. And I just want to say amen. And they call me Mother Sandy, and I'm with Chosen Generation International Ministries, and Pastor Adrian is my pastor. Amen. And I'm 61 years old, and I just want to say that we all have to come together, the young and the old. Amen. A lot of people didn't think that peanut butter and chocolate went together, but they made Reese's cup and it sure tastes good. Amen. So glory to God.
Amen.
Things can come together. God can put it together. He wants us to work together. He wants the young and the old to come together and do a great and mighty work. And I had the traditional spirit on me where I was bogged down with rules and regulations and doctrines and where you couldn't come in unless you was dressed a certain way. You couldn't come in unless you talked a certain way.
Yeah.
You couldn't come in unless you followed certain rules. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
We are not bound. The law, the spirit of the law of liberty is freedom in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Yeah. I thank God that he took off those garments of tradition. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Come on, girl.
Because I hated rap. I hated anything that had to do with rap. But God saved me, and I was broken and busted and disgusted. And our first day that I called in Chosen Generation, Pastor Adrian's line, amen, God delivered me under the prayer and the anointing of this man. Hallelujah. He broke the spirit off of me. He broke that spirit of condemnation off of me because I know that Jesus, while I was yet in my sins, he died for Carol. While he knew we was going to sin, he loved us enough. He sweated great drops of blood, amen, for us, because he loved us so much. Hallelujah to God. I love my Lord Jesus. I love him. Hallelujah. And I abide in him as he abide in me. He's a forgiving God. He's a loving God. He's a God that restores you. Hallelujah. I don't care what the dirt you got on you, he is able to wash you and make you clean. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
I just thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you for this beautiful line. And I don't want to get started. Amen. Glory to God. But I love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God bless you. Thank you so much for having me.
We love you too. We got to get another caller. We thank you, callers, for being patient
God
with
bless
us.
You.
It's such an awesome day. Oh, God, I just feel your spirit all over this phone.
Yeah.
We're going to call. You got to call us from 916-1152. Caller 1152, are you on the line? One more time, 916, again, in last digit, 1152. Okay. We're going to take
good
one
morning,
more caller.
Glory to God.
Oh, glory to God.
I was looking on Facebook and I seen Pastor Adrian Mann was going to be a host on the show. But I thank God for this divine appointment. Every speaker that has spoke, God has spoke similar words to me that you guys are speaking on today. And I just like
Hallelujah.
To come before my brothers and sisters, and I would like to repent that I have been lazy in my spirit. I've been lazy. I've been in my word, but I haven't been where I need to be in God. But I thank God.
Oh, come
I
on.
Thank God that he continuously placed in my mind that I need to be working for him. I need to be reading his word. For the last week, my heart's been so heavy. It's like I feel like I'm not doing enough for God. I'm lazy. I'm not doing what I need to do. But I thank God for the testimonies, for the words that are spoken on this line today. I thank God for Pastor Edgerman, for Mother Sandy. I'm constantly reading and feeding on the word. And God let me know. I need to go out. I need to go out. He commanded me to. I need to go out and compel the people to come in. I need to be worshiping God in spirit and in truth. I just thank God. I thank him. I thank him. I know he has a call on my life. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of fighting. But I thank the Lord that he's doing a new thing. I thank God for my brothers and sisters in Christ on this phone this morning. The spirit is moving. I just thank God. I just thank God. I just thank God. I thank him. I love you guys. I just thank you. I just thank you, God, for this divine appointment on this morning. Fasting is what God has put on my heart. I need to fast, not just pray. I need to fast. There are some things in my life that are not going to be removed until I obey God. Obey.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I'm just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's not a coincidence. I just thank you, gracious Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just thank you, gracious Father, for words, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy, Lord. I just thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Anointing's all over you. Hallelujah. Anointing's all over her.
Are you there?
Hey, good morning.
I am
here.
This is exciting.
Hi, good morning.
God. What is your name?
God bless you. Hi, my name is Kiki. I'm the Key Ladies, but people call me Kiki. I am a member of Chosen. Hi, God bless you all. I'm a member of Chosen Generation. And when I called in, you know, I'm here listening. And it's really a blessing to have such tools like this operating, because the International Prayer Line of Chosen Generation has changed my life drastically. And here's another place that I can call into, receive the word of God, hear testimony, know that the Spirit of God is present, and we are the redeemed of the Lord, and we're saying so. So I thank God for calling in. I didn't raise my hand. I didn't ask to talk, but you called out my digits. So here I am, you know. And, it's just, it's a blessing. And then to hear, like, I don't know any of your names, but I know that we're all brothers and sisters in the Lord. And I'm just blessed to be in God today. I'm blessed to have such extended family members, doing great things. I mean, this is incredible. This is incredible. You say God is doing a new thing. Yes, he is. You on your balcony calling it to come to pass in the name of the Lord for the glory of God.
Yes. We
know what I'm saying?
It's going in the atmosphere.
Man,
The Lord's raising up leaders. The Lord's raising up leaders outside of the church, outside of the four walls. Hallelujah.
And Chosen Generation, I thank God for the International Prayer Line. Oh, Lord. I mean, I was in a state of mind where, first of all, I know who the Lord is, okay, from long time ago. But at the same time, some things have come up in my life to where, you know, I turned my back and he was still right there. He was still saying,
hey, I'm right here, Jesus.
You know, return. Exactly. Real bad things in life, but God delivered me from out of all of my self-inflicted afflictions. Let me say that. These are things that I knew better than doing. He was yet still my redeemer. He was yet still my salvation. He was yet still my deliverer. Come on. You know, and I'm like, okay, Lord, I thank you. But it wasn't until last year, almost a year coming up to this date, that I was so broken because of things that I had gone through in my past, relationships, people hurting me, feeling insecure, just knowing that I'm not living my life the right way, not going to church, not hearing the word like I need to, picking up the word but not feeling the presence of God like I have felt before. So I thought that God would kind of finish with me but yet still love me. But when this prayer line was up and running, and I called in, and I just kept calling, and I kept listening. I kept calling and hearing the word of God. I got some strength. I was able to open up my mouth. I was able to praise God.
Yeah.
I was able to get into the presence of the Lord. And I am so happy to announce that with prayer, let me tell y'all something, with prayer, now I'm an ex-weed smoker. You know, I mean, for real, you're talking about smoking. Oh, my God. It's been almost a year. The enemy ain't eating up my money on blunts no more. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Come on.
Keep it real. Can't eat no money on blunts no more. You know, so I just thank God. I really do. I thank God for this great opportunity. Let me know I can tune in. I mean, every Saturday you guys are on or doing something. Am I right? Am I right? Because I want to come back.
You know what? There's some prophetic in the atmosphere. Not yet, but it's on its way. You know, you said God is doing something new. I was just telling Kalicia, I said, you know, God just told me, he said, you know, I want you to go forth. He called me sunshine, you know. God called me saying, I want you to go forth, sunshine is your season. I have kept you aside. I have hid you for a reason for this time. So I need you to get more time out to my people. So it's on its way. We will be coming on every Saturday because it's so needed. Saturday is a relaxed time when you can just give God the honor, you know, and give him the glory. God wanted it. Really, Saturday.
A true Sabbath.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So it's a Sabbath day, yeah.
Saturday is a good day where we're supposed to rest, give God the honor. We done hustle and puzzle from Monday through Friday. Saturday, let's give God the honor and go and worship with his people
on
Sunday.
And we
So we thank you, woman of God, for giving us a call because, you know, time is so important in the first quarter. That order thing stuck with me, man of God. So order.
Amen.
So we want to go in decent and order. We have business out of the way.
Hallelujah.
But we have Adrian, and something happened, and I'm just excited about to hear what happened, Adrian, man. You know, but he's on the line. And he's holding on, so we're going to bring him back up, and then we're going to try. We got more listeners holding on, so we're going to try to get your listeners on. Okay, it all depends on the network, where they give us more time. But right now, we want to introduce everyone to Adrian. Adrian, are you on the line?
Uh-oh.
Adrian, are you on the line? Is Adrian on the line? Hold on 1 second.
Maybe he didn't make it.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone just called and told me that he just got a note. He still didn't come in. He still didn't make it. We thought that it was him, but it wasn't him. But we're going to keep Adrian lifted up. Because God is doing what he's doing. We know he's fine. In the name of Jesus, Adrian is fine. We just decree that in this atmosphere, but he's wanting us to go forth. So we're going to go forth. We got another caller on the line. Come on, caller, 510. Last 4 digits, 6183. Caller, 510, 6183. Are you there? One more time. 510-6183. Caller, are you there? Okay, we're going to go to another caller. This is a caller from, what's the number? 404-4570.
Yes, hello?
Hello. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello, what is your name, woman of God?
My name is Deidre Close, and I am a friend of Prophetess Sunshine, and I'm in Atlanta.
Definitely.
I am just excited about what's going on. I'm excited about God and what he's doing, because this is the season for the supernatural power of God to be released. And this radio show is a part of that. So I just thank God. I give him praise. I give him glory for all the things that he is doing and is about to do, bringing it to every week, every Saturday. So glory to God. And God bless the man of God, Pastor Adrian. God bless him. The blood of Jesus all over him in the name of Jesus. I thank God for him. He's going to be coming forth soon on this line. Nothing can stop it. No. I just want to bless God today.
Yes, we thank you, woman of God. This is Deidre Close. She is a close friend of mine. Sometimes she'd be missing it. I didn't know if she was going to catch us today, but thank God that God made a way for she to come on. She has been a big inspiration in my life. I met her when I first started my walk, and it is a long story, but she has been a big inspiration in my life. She helped produce some of the things that I have done, most of the things that I have done with the preparation room. I wasn't even in the computers. I didn't want to get into computers. I'm the type that I'm a communicator, so I have someone else to do what I needed done. But a couple of years ago, my son-in-law had an aneurysm, and he had 2 brain surgeries. We came from a graduation, and they found him on the floor. And my daughter was taught and trained to pleat the blood. The blood still worked. And it was her husband.
Yes.
And they're young couples, you know, that's married. And that day he didn't want to go with us to the graduation because he was had been working out all week. We was getting ready to go on our trip to Florida. We go every year. And he thought he sprung his ankle, but it wasn't an ankle. It was a blood clot. And the blood clot, you know, because the devil, he'll fool you. You think, what's the point of my ankle?
Yeah.
You know, because he had been working out, and it was a blood clot. And the blood clot ran all the way up and traveled to his brain. And he fell and had an aneurysm. And thank God that when we came back, he was still breathing, and he was still alive. He was still breathing, and he was still alive. So what we did was she beat the blood of Jesus, so he went to the hospital, and from there, I had to shut down my house and go with them and stay with them for 7 months, and he was healed by his stripes.
Hallelujah.
His stripes was healed. And then that meant that I had to take the preparation room from the house and Felicia had me on the radio station, and I had to build a website on Facebook to keep the preparation room going. And Sister Deidre, she helped me a lot with that. I inspire y'all to go on YouTube. I have a YouTube, Pamela Wardlaw, and it's Confession of Salvation. If you get down and out, I would love for you to just encourage you to go to YouTube and just click in and look for Pamela Wardlaw and just give me a little about the confession tape that I have on there. But what I was trying to say was he had me to start on the laptop, something I never did. And she's been a big inspiration in my life, and God has done so many other people as an inspiration in my life. And I just thank God for the things that he's done. I thank God for this ordained time. Oh, my God, I just thank God for what he's done. I thank God for all you listeners coming on, you know, just talking and just sharing your life and sharing some of the things that's being done. We only got about 5 more minutes. We're going to take one more caller. Caller 5647. That's a Connecticut number. Okay, we got 5 more minutes since they didn't come on. So, Ryan.
Yes.
Would you like to close us out in prayer?
Yes, I could do that.
Let me do that really quick. I just want to let anybody know that I'm really inspired by this show, and I do have over 370,000 followers. And if anybody wants to follow me at Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, and tweet the word of God, you know, I'd be glad to retweet it to get the word out more. So I'm just great.
Thank
show.
You, Lord.
Can you say that a little slower, easy? I know you got that radio voice and you know how to talk really quick. And hold on 1 second. Let me go inside for a minute. As you know how busy the devil, and all of a sudden a big truck gonna come in and make a lot of noise. But I know how to do that devil. I'm going inside out, Nathaniel.
Come on.
My bad. I've been hanging out the micro machines guy for too long. It's kind of rubbed off on me. Tweet E R I C Z U L E Y. You can also follow HollywoodItGuy.com. That's how you keep in touch with me and follow that. And anybody that wants to tweet the word of God or have any inspiring tweets or whatever, I have over 371,000 followers on Twitter that I can retweet your tweets. And I'd be glad and blessed to put this out. And Clusia, make sure that you tweet me this so I can retweet it and make sure we have people listen to the archived section.
Nice.
Because this is definitely something that really needs to get out there. I also have a column on Washington Times, and I'm going to check with the senior editor, see how it is about putting religion on. But if I'm able to link something or do something, I mean, the Washington Times is like the New York Times. It's pretty big. So I'm definitely going to be putting the word out there.
Eric, we thank you. Eric, I just want to say this to you, man of God. I know God has ordained this time for us to be together. And I always tell you, you was ordained for Hollywood. He put someone else in place and they didn't do it, but he had gave me a vision a long time ago. He said, Sunshine, he said, I'm going to use you for Hollywood. Now, I'm not the type of person that's run behind Hollywood. Hollywood is just Hollywood to me. Hollywood will run after me. I don't run after Hollywood. Fame will run after me. I don't run after fame. So I run after the name of Jesus. I run after God. God is my everything. You know what I'm saying? So when you said Hollywood, it's like Hollywood. But then he took me to the parents in Hollywood, how the children in Hollywood is being left behind. You know, they give them what they want financially. And some of them, you know, not all of them, you know, don't get me wrong. A lot of them need their parents. So
He wanted me to parents that didn't know how to reach their children and to go to their children and go to the parents and just let them know we got to go back to our kids. You know what I'm saying? So I know that in the long run that I will be counseling because I'm a counselor as well and a social worker. The parents need to go back to their children because their children need them more than anything and bring them back.
Yes.
If it wasn't for God, they wouldn't be where they were at today. So he's using you, man of God, and I told you that before. I just pray that you let God just release the Spirit of God upon you and let him use you completely. Continue to be your
God. Yes.
You know, but don't fight the change. If you know it's change,
come on.
Because it's going to happen, whether you like it or not. Now, if you fight it, he'll take it all away from you. But if you embrace it, he will give you more. You know what I'm saying? So just continue to let God use you, man of God. I just want to tell you that I love you. You are special in my heart.
Amen.
I thank God for you. I bless your parents, every man of God like you. And you just continue to go forth. And I speak the blood of Jesus over your career and your life. And no unseen accident will happen to you. You are blessed. And I thank you for being part of our show. Okay?
Thank you.
And you're welcome in the preparation room anytime. But listen, I'm a Twitter guy. You know, I'm like kind of old school. It's Sunshine Reese. Twitter. Sunshine Reese. I do have a Twitter. I don't give the Twitter number out. Sunshine Reese. You can follow me up. But please, you can hit me up in Facebook in the group area, the preparation room, okay? But we still grow and enjoy. So, Ryan, we want you to close us out, man of God. We love you. Close us out, Ryan.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Father, I just, everybody bow their heads and close their eyes. I just thank you, Lord. That a lot of times when we pray, that's the first thing we say is we thank you, Lord, because of just the awesome things you're doing in our life, the miracles that are taking place before our eyes. Lord, that we could just come to you and actually pray, Lord. A lot of people pray and they don't believe, Father, but help us to believe in everything, Lord, that you can do supernatural things in our life, Lord. Like the lady was saying, self-inflictions and being insecure, Lord. God, strengthen us, Lord, in the areas that we're weak. Lord, I just thank you for all these listeners, Lord, that came on the phone, Lord, and professed or proclaimed, their victory, Lord, and what they've been dealing with, Father, that you showed us, Lord, that you're not a God of condemnation, but a God of conviction, Lord. Lord, convict us, Lord, when we're not doing right. Because, Lord, you just love us and you want what's best for us. We're your children, Lord, and you've called us into your kingdom, Lord. So I just thank you for Eric and calling him and calling on this with Kalitia and all the people that are on this phone, Lord, all the men and women of God, Lord. I pray that you just be with them, Lord. And just like the lady was saying that, we turn our backs on you, Father, but you're right there waiting for us. Just like the footprints in the sand, Lord, you carried us to and fro through our trials and tribulations, through our storms, God. Father, help us to have faith like Peter and walk out of the boat, Lord God, on the water, Father, and just believe in you, Lord, and not to doubt in anything in our lives, and just to believe like Peter, Lord, and help us to be warriors and to go out and make disciples of all nations, Lord, what you've called us to do. And, you know, you are a God of order, and, Lord, help us to get our lives in order and to not be stagnant in our walks, Lord, and just to go forth and go forward in your word and your truth and your love. I just thank you for today, Lord. I thank you for Eric. I love this man, Lord. I'm so glad that he came in my life, Lord. He's making such an impact in Hollywood and the rest of the world, Lord, and that these people will inspire him. And Lord, you just use them to keep ministering to him, Lord, to show him what that you really love him and that you've called him for a great and mighty purpose, Lord. For all are called, but few are chosen, Lord. And Father, you know, we know that we're chosen, Lord, and we will accept your calling. We're called to be your people. Lord, continue to bless this radio station, God. More listeners, Father, that will come on. hallelujah, even people that aren't even believers will start calling on this line, Lord. And they will be touched by your word and touched by your power and your anointing. Father, you've touched us. We've lived in sin, Lord, but you brought us out of that and into out of darkness into light. Hallelujah. And I just thank you for the blessings that you have for the station and on the families of the hosts. And just bless their hands, Lord, wherever they put their hands to the plow, Lord God, and they do your work, Lord, that we plant and sow and we reap a harvest, Lord, for your kingdom. I just thank you today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, it is so. We thank you, God, for another Deal, Grow, and Enjoy event episode.
Yes.
Powered by WTZ. God, we just thank you again, and we praise you, and we'll see you the next time, listeners. You all be blessed. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, preparing the way for the Lord.
See you there.